lights, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hail Silver!" The Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow!
The first rays of an April morning sun found the Lone Ranger and Tonto camped not far from the Arkansas state line. Although their camp was well hidden, they were unusually alert because they expected a visitor.
I can't imagine why Fred Steele isn't here, Tonto. The United States Marshal wouldn't arrange a meeting like this unless he intended to keep it.
Well, maybe lawmen not find trail. This place plenty far from Fort Smith.
No, I hardly think that could...
Mizabi.
Yeah?
Someone come.
It's a Palomino. Fred's horse. Must be him.
Whoa, boy.
Hello, Fred. I was beginning to think I'd mistaken our point of rendezvous.
No, it's my fault. Anyway... Should have left before earlier.
Yeah, we're just going to have breakfast. Won't you join us?
Why, thanks.
That's good. Me fix it.
Oh, hello there, Tonto.
How?
I didn't see you. Just going to ask where you were.
Me fix grub now.
Well, in your letter, Fred, you mentioned some kind of a special job. What is it?
It's the same thing I've been trying to do for the last year and a half. Corral Buck Weaver and his gang.
Weaver? He's been holding up in the territory for a long time.
Longer than I want to remember. He and his bunch of coyotes are responsible for 90% of the killings, the robberies, and rustling between here and Texas. Now it's going to be worse.
You mean because the government opened Indian territory yesterday?
It's no longer Indian territory. They're going to call it Oklahoma, brand new state.
It's a good chance for a lot of people to start new homes.
Sure, new state means plenty of people and money. They'll build homes and towns. It'll make it that much easier for Buck Weaver and his gunnies.
Where does Weaver hide out? You know?
Someplace over in Broken Bow Canyon.
Then why not form a posse right in there?
It won't work. I've tried it a dozen times. Buck's got lookouts spotted all over that canyon. I can get in all right, but there's no sign of an outlaw.
Have you any other plan in mind?
Yeah. You ever hear of Slim Austin?
Gunman specializes in train robberies?
That's him. And it's the reason I wanted to see you. I figure Slim Austin can join Weaver's gang. Work from the inside.
Maybe. Where's Slim now?
In jail, back in Fort Smith. And I've been careful to keep it quiet. He's about your build, and he always wore a mask, or something like yours. Had it on when I nailed him last week.
Then you want me to pose as Slim Austin and try to join Weaver's gang?
Would you? You're the only man I know who might get away with it. Slim's got quite a reputation for handling his guns, too.
Yes, I know. I'll be glad to try it. Question is, how do we find Weaver?
I got that figured out, too.
What do you mean?
There's only one outlaw I know for sure runs with Weaver. A Jasper named Ed Sobel.
That's so?
Now, the nearest place to Broken Bow Canyon's a little town called Hashknife. It never amounted to much in the territory, but it's probably a rip-roaring boom town by now. If any of Weaver's gun hawks are around, it's a cinch to be Sobel. He's our front man.
How does that tie in?
Well, couldn't Tonto ride into Hashknife, hunt up Sobel, and tell him Slim Austin wanted to see him? Then, if you played your cards right, Ed might take you to Weaver.
I see what you mean. Yes, it might work. At least it's worth a trial.
Good. The law will be mighty grateful to you.
Oh, forget it, Fred. Let's have some breakfast. Then Tonto will head for Hashknife.
Hashknife, Oklahoma, was only one day old, and already it boasted a population of 15,000. It was a city of tents, oil lanterns, and red dust, of honest home seekers, gamblers, and crooks. Just before nightfall, the honest citizens got together and elected a sheriff. The gamblers named a big tent the New State Saloon and started their games with whiskey kegs for tables.
Oh, Scott, oh, fella, oh, oh, fella.
Tonto reined up his horse outside the big tent, dismounted, and began to look for an outlaw named Ed Sobel. His unspoken question was answered a few moments later when Hashknife's new sheriff yelled at a tall man walking away from the tent.
Hey, Sobel! Ed Sobel!
All right, Tin Star, what's in your craw?
2 hours ago, I told you to skin out of town. We don't want your kind in Hashknife, not now or ever.
Getting kind of tough, ain't you, with that hunk of tin on your vest? I'll show
you. Don't reach from Sobel. What? I'm warning you.
Oh, you're dirty. Oh!
Used to be his handle engine. He's nothing but coyote bait now.
Oh.
He's packing 2 guns. He tried to outdraw me. As long as I'm routing law around here, we've got no place for that kind of varmint. I've got to hunt up some gent who wants to be Hashknife's undertaker. Tell him he's got a customer.
That law dog thinks he's a real lead slinger, don't he, engine?
Well, me think lawmen do good job. Too good.
Yeah? What do you mean by that?
Well, me want to make talk with Ed Sobel. Have message for him.
Ed won't be talking to anybody. What was the message?
Me just tell him.
Well, the only reason I mentioned it is because Ed and me have been riding the same range.
Sheriff think Ed Sobel outlaw. Maybe with Buck Weaver gang.
Well, that's a pretty good guess, I'd say.
Oh, you Buck Weaver?
Oh, no, I'm Johnny Booth. You Redskins don't have names, do you?
Oh, me Tonto.
Well, guess you Injuns are kind of mad about the government opening the territory, making a state out of it.
Oh, me not live here. Me ride from far away. Come to see Sobel fella.
Well, there he is, with his face in the dirt. I'll see you later, Tonto. I've got some private business to take care of.
Oh, wait. Maybe you... Oh. Young fella talk like him know Buck Weaver. Me follow him.
As Tonto followed Johnny Booth into the crowded New State Saloon, past an improvised bar, roulette wheel, and poker table, he was suddenly conscious of someone tugging at his sleeve.
Can I mean, can you understand English?
You make talk.
Well, didn't I see you talking to Johnny Booth out on the street a minute ago? I've got to see him. Where did he go?
Well, him come in here. Me follow him.
There's such a big crowd, I can't... Will you do something for me? If you see Johnny again, tell him I'm waiting right outside, that I want to see him.
Me tell him.
Thank you so much.
You can't pull anything like that on me.
Oh, look. There's Johnny now standing up by that table.
Come, we go see him.
He's drawing his gun. Oh, no, Johnny, please, no.
Get behind us, sir. Get behind the people there.
Now, wait a minute, stranger. There's no call for you to pull a gun. If you figure this game ain't on the square...
I figured. I stopped when I saw you deal from the bottom of the deck.
Well, I tell
Keep your hands up. It takes more than a rimfire sport like you to cheat Johnny Booth.
Johnny.
Sally, what are you doing here?
Look out, Johnny. He's going to pull a gun.
No, crossing the... Tried to pull a hideout gun out of his sleep.
Oh, Johnny, you killed him.
Well, that's what he was trying to do to me. My bullet got there first.
But the sheriff will arrest you. Ask questions. You can't afford to let anything
you
like that.
You shoot to save own life.
Plenty of people see it.
Oh, hello there, Injun. When did you come in?
Get the sheriff. Tell him it's
Johnny, you've got to get away.
Don't worry, Sally. I'll get
your horse. It's on the other side of town. I saw it hitched there.
Yeah, when I rode in, I didn't figure on anything like this.
Run for it, Johnny. Run. Get your horse and head south.
No, can't take a chance in leading the law anywhere toward Broken Bow. Say, how come you're in town tonight?
I came to warn you, Johnny.
Warn me? About what?
Buck and Jesse. I heard them talking. When you get back to camp, they're
going
to...
What's going on here? Where's the barman who's singing there? Right over there, Sheriff.
The law. No, I have to shoot my way out.
No, that bad. Me have horse. We slip outside the tent. Come.
Thanks, agent.
You over there, reach.
Hurry, Johnny, please.
Come. Quick. Be right double on Scout.
Kick your spurs, Injun. I'm with you.
Get him up, Scout.
What's the idea?
Horse carry double load. Must give him rest.
Yeah, but listen, that's a posse behind us. The law dog and Hash Knife must have put every man in town on my trail. Well, only way we can lose him now is duck into the brush. Get back in that overhang.
Come, Scout.
This will do it. Get out your gun. We've got some shooting.
No. Me not shoot lawman.
What? What do you mean you don't shoot lawmen? Thought you were a friend of Ed Sobel's.
No. Me just bring message to Ed Sobel. Tell him friend want to see him.
Yeah? I didn't know Ed had any friends except Buck and the boys back in Broken Bow.
Maybe Slim Austin.
What's that? Slim Austin?
Camp not far from here. You want to go?
Yeah, but how?
Me no trail. You come.
I've not had Buck somewhere, boys. Keep through it.
A scout rested now. Come. Me help you up.
There's a horse
waiting
back there. Open up, boys. Train with lead.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on. Grab him
out. Run him out. Oh, Scout. Oh, fella. Otto, Kimasabi.
Mask, you must be Slim Austin.
There's someone trailing you. Who is it?
That lawman's posse. This fella not Ed Sobel. Him Johnny Booth. Ed Sobel dead. He thinks
you can explain
to bring...
that later. Stay here in camp, and I'll try to throw that posse off your trail. Here, Silver.
Me do it.
Say, Slim, it's mighty good
Save
of you.
Save it, Silver. Help Toto cover the campfire and stay out of sight. Move, Silver!
Falls in the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. By riding hard and because of the superior speed and endurance of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger was able to outrun the posse. It was less than an hour later when he reined up at his hidden camp.
Ho, Silver, ho, ho.
So you lost to me, Slim. Say you're one owl hoot who really lives up to his reputation.
Any big fella?
That's so?
But I thought you always were Texas territory. What you doing up here?
Just looking around. Otto, what were you saying about Ed Sobel?
Well, him dead. Sheriff and Hash Knife shoot him.
Yeah, Ed and me came down to scout the gambling layout in the new town. Thought it'd be a cinch. Plenty of loose money laying around, just a big...
Why did Sobel get killed?
Sheriff recognized him, I guess. Figured he was one of Buck's gang and...
Buck Weaver?
Sure. You know him?
Yeah, but I'd like to.
Why?
He might be able to use another gun hand.
Yeah, but... Say, I thought you always worked alone. I
changed my mind.
I don't know what Buck would say to that.
He's holed up somewhere in Broken Bow Canyon, isn't he?
I'm not supposed to
say... I should think that taking me to Buck Weaver would be the least thing you could do, Johnny. Otto got you out of Hash Knife ahead of a posse. I helped you to lose him.
Yeah, that's right,
Buck. Broken Bow isn't far. Here, Silver.
I'm a scout.
You ride double with Tonto. Here, Teddy McFellow.
I don't know how Buck is going to like this.
We'll settle that when we get there.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
Following Johnny Booth's directions, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and the young outlaw headed for Broken Bow Canyon. They were stopped numerous times by a harsh-voiced challenge from one of Buck Weaver's lookouts. They were allowed to ride on when Johnny Booth was recognized. Finally, they reached what appeared to be a deserted lion camp on the edge of a plateau.
Oh, Silver, hold on.
Steady. This the place?
Yeah.
That's three or four deserted cabins. There doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Corral's full, so the boys must be over in the big shack. We'll go in, and you can leave your horses here.
Steady, big fella. Come on, Otto.
Here he come.
Hi, boys. Where's Buck? I said, where's Buck?
We didn't expect you back so soon, Johnny. Who's the hombre with the mask and the redskin?
They're friends of mine. This gent is Jesse Kirkman.
I see.
Maybe you didn't hear me, Jesse. I said, where's Buck?
And I said we don't like strangers around here.
He won't be a stranger for long. This is Slim Austin.
Slim Austin?
That's right. Now maybe you'll tell me
where... Hey, what's going on, huh? Johnny, you're back, huh?
Yeah, Buck. Ed and I ran into a little trouble down in Hash Knife, and he tangled with a lawman.
I heard all about it. Sally told me.
That's right. I'd almost forgot that she was...
I also heard that you went hog wild with your shooting iron. Plugged a faro dealer. Put the law on your trail. Which is exactly what I told you not to do.
I know, Buck, but this tinhorn was dealing from the bottom of the deck, and
You went loco like the dumb, half-baked hyena you are. Of all that dumb... Why do you think I sent you and Ed Sobel down there?
To look over the layout in the gambling tent so we can have moved
in. So what happens? He gets killed. You hang a tag on yourself that the law will remember.
I'm sorry, Buck. When I beat that gambler, I didn't mean to kill him.
You didn't kill him. Sawbones down there says he'll live. You can't even shoot straight.
Well, from now on, I'll remember nothing.
You'll remember, all right. You'll remember this.
Nice work, Buck.
Take him over to the bunkhouse.
Yeah.
Take him out, boys.
All right, come on.
Why I ever let a bald-faced kid like him string along with us is... Who's this?
Johnny brought him. The Indian, too.
What's the idea of the mask?
Claims he's Slim Austin.
What? Austin, eh? I've heard about you.
Good. And we may be able to do some business.
Yeah? What kind of business?
I've got two guns.
I thought you always played solitaire.
Yeah, I do. This is new country for me.
Well, with Ed Sobel gone, maybe I can use another gun hand.
Good.
But I've got no use for the engine.
He goes where I go.
Maybe.
How do you know this hombre Slim Austin? Make him prove it, Buck.
The only way I have of proving who I am is with my gun.
Well, that won't prove nothing. I've got some pretty fancy gunshots laying around here now. Jesse here, for instance.
He thinks he's a gunslinger. Let's see what kind of lead he throws.
Now, what do you say?
It's all right with me.
Sun's up by now. Come on outside, Jesse, and bring your hog leg.
Right.
What'll it be, Buck?
It's up to you.
Throw four or five bottles up in the air, boys. I keep my iron in leather until they're all up.
How's that, Slim? Very good.
Can you match it?
Maybe. You're almost finished with that cigarette. Aren't you going to throw it away?
Why, sure, I guess I... Split that cigarette into a million pieces before it hit the ground. Well, not bad, stranger. Not bad.
Now, wait a minute. I got a plan, Carter. I'll crack one of these logs over here. Yeah. You see it?
Ace of diamonds, isn't it?
Yeah. Now watch.
Bullseye. Right through the diamond in the middle.
That's pretty good, Jesse, but you didn't finish the job.
What do you mean?
There are two other diamonds on that card. One in each corner. See what I mean? If you're going to shoot diamonds, you shouldn't neglect the little ones.
I guess you do, Slim. Stick around. And come over to my cabin a little later. We'll have a talk.
All right. Come on, Tonto. We better feed one of our horses.
What we do now, Kemosabe?
Just keep our eyes and ears open. That's all we can do.
Hey, Buck.
Yeah?
I've been watching that Slim Austin, this injured part, all afternoon. They've been hunkered down in the shady side of the corral working on their saddle gear.
Oh, what about it?
Buck, are you sure that gent is Austin, the owl hoot?
What's riling you? The fancy shooting he did this morning?
No, no. I've just been thinking. Ain't it kind of funny if a lawman's posse trailed Johnny Booth out of town and he lost him so easy and hooked up with this gent?
Maybe.
Still figuring on taking that gambling tent and hashing out tonight?
Sure. Why not?
How do we know this hombre ain't a lawman? He's got a mask over his face.
Easy enough to find out. Where's that dumb kid sister of mine?
Over in the cookhouse, I guess. Well, maybe she's still putting cold claws on Johnny Booth's jaw. You really hung one on him.
I'll get her over here.
Now, wait a minute, Buck. I don't know what you're thinking, but I do know you can't trust that sister of yours.
I don't have to.
She and Johnny Booth are sweet on each other. I got a hunch that's the reason she rode into town last night. Maybe she heard us planning to frame the kid on the next job and told
him
about
it. Sally takes orders from me. Oh, Sally. Sally.
Yes?
Come here.
What do you want?
Just a little help from you, that's all.
I won't do it. You know how much I despise you, Buck. And every one of these murdering outlaws you got with you.
Yeah? How about Johnny Booth?
He's different. He hasn't done anything really bad so far. And I'm sure he'd go straight if he was away from this gang.
Hmm. Maybe Jesse's hunch was right. Maybe you did follow him into town last night to tell him he was going to ride out front and take the lawman's lead while we pushed over the gambling tent.
What if I did? It's the truth. I heard you and Jesse plan the whole thing.
Jesse, mosey down to the corral and tell that masked army I want to see him. Alone.
Sure, but what about... I mean, how will she...
Don't worry. I can handle this all right.
No, Buck, please don't. You're hurting me. Oh!
Hey, Slim. Buck wants to see you.
All right. Where is he?
Big cabin next to the cottonwoods.
He'll go right over. Come on, Tonto.
No, no, not the Indian. Just you alone.
You can wait outside, Tonto. Let's go.
Bring up the horses, Tonto, as soon as I go in. I don't know what's in the wind. I've got to be ready for anything.
Hey, cut the gab. And you, Redskin, stay out here.
Let me go back to corral.
I'll go right in, Mr. Austin.
Thanks. Oh, excuse me. I thought Chuck Weaver was here.
No, I mean, he'll be right back. You're Slim Austin, aren't you?
Did Buck tell you?
Johnny told me
about... Oh, how is Johnny? I haven't seen him all day since
He'll be all right. I mean, I hope he'll...
Oh, so do I.
You see, I'm Buck Weaver's sister.
I see.
He makes me stay here. I hate it. I want to get away. Will you help me?
I'll be glad to help, if I can.
Will you take a message to the sheriff?
You mean you want to betray this hideout? Turn your brother and his gang over to the law?
Will you help me?
I told you I would. I will.
That's all I wanted to know. I'll get him up, hombre.
I told you what kind of a skunk he was, Buck.
I expected a frame-up, but I didn't think you would be part of it, Sally.
I'll reach you, sneaky.
He made me do it. I didn't want to.
I can understand that.
Now,
down, Sally. Stay down.
Kemosabe.
Cover Jesse, Tonto. I can take care of Buck.
No! Redskin put a slug right through my arm.
You'll get a chance.
That's what you think.
Oh, are they dead?
Oh, far from it. They won't cause any trouble for a while. Hello. Red Steele's waiting with a posse at our old camp. Ride as fast as you can and bring them back here.
Me do it.
I can't understand it. You're an outlaw. You must be an outlaw. You're wearing a mask.
And there'll be time enough for explanations later, Sally, after the law gets here.
Come on,
Buck Weaver.
The one over there in the corner is Jesse Kirkman.
Good. The rest of the gang around?
I think you'll find most of them in a big cabin down near the corral. Your men won't have any trouble rounding them up.
Who's the girl?
Oh, this is Sally, Marshal. I've had quite a talk with her while we were waiting for you. She's Buck's sister. But I'm sure she's not proud of the fact. Isn't that right, Sally?
I hate this life. I always have. When Buck forced me to trap you, at least I was telling the truth about that part.
Yes, I know you were. And, Fred, there's one more thing.
What is it?
In one of the cabins, you'll find a young boy named Johnny Booth. He's the most recent member of Weaver's gang. Will you turn him over to the sheriff? There are no serious charges against him.
Well, anything you say.
I'm sure he and Sally have other plans for the future. Well, adios, Marshal. Come on, Todd.
Oh, wait. You've got to let... Why, he's gone. He's helped Johnny and me more than anyone we've ever known. And neither of us knew his name.
I can tell you that, Sally. He's the Lone Ranger.
Gentlemen, come
just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.